river flow.
Sitting down on a bank of sand, watching the river flow and casting out pixies and all that kind of good stuff. Bob Dylan on 90.3 KNBA. New music from Yonder Mountain String Band, Bad Taste. We heard Laura Marling in there. And we started out at the top of the hour with new music from Broken Social Scene. Oh, some John Butler Trio in there as well. It is 8:28. It is the Morning Line program for Tuesday, and sort of an unexpectedly sunny Tuesday morning so far. We'll see if it stays that way. Clouds and a chance of rain in the forecast through tomorrow. My name is Danny Preston. Good morning to you. KNBA keeping you in tune with our community, and it is our great pleasure to welcome to the program this morning Rebecca Centner. Rebecca is the Director of Marketing and Development at Thread. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. The slogan of Thread, and we featured Thread on the program several times in the past, so and you may remember the slogan of Thread is Connecting Early Care and Education to Alaska. And Rebecca, maybe you can elaborate on that for just a sec.
Sure. We're focused on advancing the quality of early education and child development. We do that by empowering parents every day and family members and keeping them informed on how to find quality child care if they need it. And we also train early educators and child care providers so that they are taking the best possible care of our children out there. And then we also collaborate with our communities and have community events.
Okay, multifaceted organization. Oh, and by the way, I want to we should congratulate your CEO.
Oh, yeah. She is out there enjoying herself. She's on sabbatical right now, thanks to the Rasmussen Foundation.
And that is Stephanie Berglund, of course, the CEO of Thread. So, annual event coming up. What's it all about?
It is our 11th annual book party.
Wow.
Yeah, 11th annual book party in the park event. It is this Thursday evening from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Mountain View Garden Art Park, which is on the corner of Commercial Drive and Mountain View Drive in Mountain View. And we are super excited. We have a lot of new things going on this year, but we still have all of those wonderful books from infant and toddler books up to young adult books that we'll be giving away for free.
So people actually get free books.
Yep, as many as they can carry.
Wow.
Yeah, we have thousands and thousands
Bring
of books to give away.
Bring a shopping cart.
Yeah, right. And we're going to have story time, and we're going to have live music, and we're going to have arts and crafts and games and prizes and snacks and all sorts of stuff, and it's all free.
One thing that really strikes me, and this is, I think this is new because I don't remember this from years past, a multilingual story time. What's the scoop?
Well, so we decided that we wanted to celebrate the diversity here in Anchorage. You know, we have so many different languages spoken in our community.
Over 100 now.
Yeah, right? And so we decided we were going to expand our story time, and we're going to have stories being told in English and in Spanish and in Arabic and in Siberian Yupik.
That's pretty ambitious. So what happened? What do they do? They have a translator as the storytellers go, or?
Well, most of the stories we have books in both that language and in English. So somebody will read the story and say Spanish, and then somebody else will read the same story in English. So people will hear the story twice, but in two different languages.
That's cool. Okay, so I'm giving you that. That's cool. But why is multilingual literary experience important for young folks?
Well, it's really important for young children to be listening and hearing and being exposed to different languages and sounds. It's how they develop their own language skills, just listening and hearing and imitating different vocalizations and sounds. And it helps them to appreciate diversity. And, you know, these are the languages they are going to hear in their schools when they grow up. And we're just starting them off early for an appreciation of that.
So it kind of boosts or jump starts the learning, the firing of the synapses and the learning process. Is that the whole idea?
Yeah, I mean, they hear it and immediately they recognize whether that's an important sound for them to remember and try to make, or if it's not an important sound for them. So there's really interesting things, studies out there that talk about the difference whenever children hear different languages spoken live from a person, and it's way more impactful than if they hear it on the television or on radio, to actually see it coming out of somebody's mouth. registers differently.
Well, is that because it's real and immediate?
I think so. I mean, I'm not a scientist, so I don't know the exact science behind it, but I know that there is definitely a difference, and it is way more impactful if it is a live person speaking than a television or something else.
Wow. Okay, so cool. Now, there is a lot of scientific literature on the importance of early child education. And we've got, you know, in our busy lives, we've got so many things to work about, but maybe just briefly, we could talk about this for hours, but maybe just briefly, what's kind of a key to why early learning is so salient when it comes to really getting a head start for young folks?
Wow. So there's so many different reasons, but one that comes to mind, you know, is the social emotional development that happens in young children's minds and as they're growing up really leads to all those soft skills that they're important for them in life. So understanding and being able to empathize with others, understand other people's feelings, how to talk with them, how to understand them, how to care for them. All of those things are super important. Any language development or skills, you know, when children are out playing, it just looks like they're playing, but in reality, they're learning and they're developing, you know, like they're negotiating with each other and they're, you know, problem solving and doing all sorts of stuff that is really valuable in laying the foundation for later success.
Okay. Tremendous. Good explanation. There's some other organizations participating with THREAD.
Yeah, we have a lot of great partners that are coming from the library to Focus to Best Beginnings to all sorts of, I'm not going to name them all. I'm not going to remember everybody, but wonderful organizations. And they're all going to have booths with activities and games and a lot of great information.
And a dance party.
And we're going to have a dance party.
And live music too.
Yeah, yeah. So get our kids can get their groove on and come out and dance and move around.
Okay, so this is going to be fun for more than just the kids, I think. Okay, it's happening the 11th annual, God, time just goes by, 11th annual THREAD Party in the Park happening Thursday from 4 to 7 in Mountain View at the Garden Art Park. It's 8:34, and we're speaking with Rebecca Centner from THREAD about the Party in the Park. Anything else that we should let folks know about? Anything new or exciting besides just lots of fun?
Nothing else new and exciting, but I do want to let people know it is rain or shine. So even if we have a cloudy day, I encourage people to still come out. We will still be having a lot of fun in the rain or in the sun.
Okay, and it's at Mountain View Garden Art Park, of course, and with overflow parking at Clark Middle School. The event is held outside. Please dress for the weather, the flyer says. But you were mentioning that last year it was raining cats and dogs, and you had hundreds of people.
Hundreds of people came and didn't stop them at all, and they were running around in their, you know, their rain boots and their rain jackets and just having a great time. So I encourage people just to come out and have fun. We have tents, and we'll still have music and food and books to go.
Okay, lots of fun in the park, and in support of literacy and early learning. And Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thank you so much for having me.
ThreadAlaska.org, by the way, is where you can find out more information. 8:36, we've got a new Josh Ritter coming up and Richard Schindel as well.
The 2017 AT&T Concert Series presents Judah and the Lion, Wednesday, August 30th, 7 p.m. at the ConocoPhillips Borealis Theater. Judah and the Lion are a wildly creative folk rock foursome with a reputation for rule-breaking music, mixing up the twang of folk, the beat of hip-hop, the drive of rock and roll, and the punch of pop. The band is also known for their fun, carefree, electrifying live shows. Tickets are available at alaskastatefair.org. News programming on KMBA sponsored by Siri, the proud owner and operator of Fire Island Wind, powering approximately 6,500 Anchorage homes with affordable, clean, and carbon-free energy. Learn more at fireislandwind.com.
On the next Native America Calling, we'll talk with the president and vice president of the Kiowa Gourd Clan about gourd dancing. The practice was once lost and has since been revived. We hope you'll join us.